Blog Talk Radio.
Not that he doesn't have a talent, I don't think. Maybe it's just a system. He's trying to get used to it. running in that triangle. Atlanta, beat Milwaukee, 97-86-89. And Washington is going through a little slump, it appears right now. I guess all teams go through this. So probably nothing too much to worry there. I mean, they have a big enough lead where they can, I guess, lose a few games and not have to worry all that much. So Washington will be okay. Indiana lost to the Indiana beat Golden State Warriors. Curry is out. He's injured. Thompson steps up big. We'll talk about his score at night and everything. As soon as I finish it, he scores. Orlando, unfortunately, 103-98 over Philly. 76ers, Drew gave up stuff. They're all teasers. Why? I don't know. OKC, 119. Denver, 94. Dallas, 92. Charlotte, 81. Charlotte was kind of promising this year. They started off pretty good. Picked up last season from last year, around this time when the trade frizzy was going around. I actually wanted Lance Stevenson to come to the Bulls. Even though he was crazy and everybody says this and that, I think he has something that the Bulls don't have. Edge. Bulls are kind of super injury, super nasty. Kind of need somebody to come in and kind of shake that up. I believe Lance Stevenson would have been the one to come in and shake that up. 92-98, Memphis knocks off Portland. Boston lost to the Lakers, 118-111. Now let's get to the Cleveland game. James actually passed Iverson on the all-time scoring list. He now has 24,383 points. Certainly, he's had a 12-point first quarter. So, I guess he put like an exclamation point on that. He passed the slam. The ricochet off his shoulder over the baseline as he's going through the back. So, he almost broke his damn shoulder on this slam. Right? Probably 29 minutes. In the history for 25 point games on the road at 11. Shumpert was wearing red from head to toe. Sent the back door lob to Smith was a plan for the reaction to the way the Knicks were defending. It was probably one of the best times I've probably seen in my short career of this day. A good start. I wish I would have seen that. Oh, man. Fisher, former president of the NBA Players Association, was glad to see an increased role for James. Elected a vice president during the All-Star break. Fisher said, I think he had always been pretty outspoken in the past in terms of how he felt about different issues that impacted players, Fisher said. And I think it's a good thing he wants to be involved and can put time in and handle the responsibility. I had never seen that coming. I still don't know why he got in there, but hey, it is what it is. He is now 35-22. James, moving past Allen, James is now 22nd, and 22nd place on the all-time scoring list. Before I mentioned Lacy Galloway scored 13 points for the Knicks, he's 3 for 19 in three-point range. And the Knicks have lost their 7 straight. Poor Knicks, I don't know. The Knicks, they never really planned to do anything this year, so it's really not that sad of a story. Atlanta, quarter hit three-pointers in that game. Minnesota had 23-16 rebounds in the win, 97-86 over the Bucks. I like the Bucks. Giannis and Antetokounmpo. Looks like he had They each finished with 19 points. Antetokounmpo and Middleton, Chris Middleton. it's a bit of like a silent, like a blow up thing. I guess you have to live in Milwaukee and really see what he does, but when you look at the stat sheet, you know, you look away from double figures. So I like that team. When Parker comes back, hopefully they will be able to put something together. Because, yeah, they're playing hard. They're playing real hard. So. Corbin finished with 12 points. So, yeah. Atlanta continues to roll on. There's Jackson. The Thunder is finding his new home in Detroit, where he marked his territory on the sidelines by throwing up. Nervous jitters, I'm pretty sure. Wanted to get out there and prove his worth. Started out kind of slow. He got it going a little bit, which is good. Gortat finished with 24 points, 10 rebounds for the Wizards. KCP at 26 points, Andre Drummond and Greg Monroe added the usual double. Well, those two are like a double-double machine. The Pistons also had Tayshaun Prince back, which is funny because Tayshaun was expected to get bought out and be able to go to a contending team, so I think he got played kind of bullish on this. And I'm going to say that if he was going to get bought out, it was going to be by also. It looks like Prince is stuck there, and he's going to have to pretty much make the best out of this. Because, yeah, I don't know if Detroit is going to be able to make that push to this AC in the East. But if they do, it all works out for Tayshaun and Reggie Jackson, who apparently just wanted to get away from Westbrook and Durant and prove that he could start in this league. Just like James Harden, he was with the Thunder, he also wanted to get away and just prove that he could start in this league and do some damage. He threw a lot of damage over there in Houston. Got those guys rolling on their way to the playoffs, and that is a 3-point shooting team. Doing all of this without Dwight Howard. Even when Dwight Howard is in the game, it's not really like you notice him, you know, like Dwight plays like kind of invisible to be so big and drives a lot of people stupid and crazy. Westbrook, speaking of Westbrook, had 21 points last night and a career high 17 assists. Durant had a procedure done on his leg with a screw here. Like the screw is starting to move around a little bit and it's irritating another bone in his foot. So that's going to be a that's going to actually be a big loss. He's averaging 30 points, 9.3 assists, 6.7 rebounds, shooting 48%. The newly brought in Enes Kanter had 20 points last night, 12 rebounds. The Thunder have won six straight, 8 of 9. Serge Ibaka added 20 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists. Serge is actually stepping up. He developed a 3-point shot. He's stepping up at the right time, so I like to see that. Westbrook, I mean, the Thunder did not miss a step. Todd Lawson is the only guy who seems to be on Denver that can really score now. He's trying to take over a lot of the weight. He has 17, and Delano Bell. Gallinari is back, added 16 for Denver, who has lost 7 of 8. Ryan Schultz there once again. It's a story of not playing a complete game. We played them even in the second half, but we couldn't overcome the deficit we put ourselves in the first half. That's the difference of the game. The Nuggets shot 28% in the first quarter, fall behind 36-18. Wow. Denver had 3 assists and 5 turnovers in 12 minutes. Denver was out rebounded 50-42. That's rough. Westbrook's 12 assists in the first half, but the most he's ever had in a half. He went without a turnover before the break and finished with 2 turnovers. Westbrook, like I said, is just a beast. I mean, he's yelling on the court, getting the crowd, getting the other players involved. He would not let this ship go down and if it does, he's going down with them. Definitely. So to say, Warriors, I mentioned, lost to the Indiana Pacers. Kentucky had 30 points, overcame a 12-point deficit to beat the NBA leading Golden State Warriors 104-98. Kentucky said, we've been playing great basketball, and it's another great win against a great team. We've just got to keep it up. Can they keep it up? I don't know. He was playing with an ankle that he sustained in Philadelphia on another night where he scored 30 points. So Stucky's on a nice roll there. Curry is out for the first time in the season. He sat out because of soreness in his right ankle. You know, Curry always had these ankle problems. Like, first couple of years he came in the league, he missed a lot of games through his sprained ankles. And, you know, when he kind of moves like he moves, this sprained ankle is not uncommon. Clay Thompson threw in 39 points. But it's not easy. That's your best player. Doesn't matter who's in the game for us. We've got plenty of guys who can execute. Thompson scored 15 of his 39 points in the first quarter. Andre Iguodala added 14. Go ahead, name much. Back where he was a starter, and he's with the Sixers, he was high flying Iggy. Now, you know, age called to him, and he's not necessarily a scoring option over there in Golden State. So, I think he's just taking it easy. And Vogel said, for whatever reason, this group doesn't always touch strong, but kind of figures out where the danger is. We saw Clay get going, and we knew we were going to have Indiana Warriors 1990 plus jerseys for the second time. 6 games this season, the jersey was designed by USM Track and Field star Floyd Griffith Joyner. Patriots are 2-0 and winning until that. Then no, that she had the line out. So it is life after track. That's what's up. Shout out to Philadelphia. That's huge. But the Warriors. The Warriors shot 95.4% from the free throw line. Their lone miss came on the last attempt of the night with 23.5 seconds left to play. And at that point, nobody really cares. So, to the top. Tonight's games, we got Philadelphia and Miami. Let's see. Miami just picked up Goran Dragic. So, we'll see if his star play. You help these guys. They just lost Chris Bosh to a blood clot in the lungs. The sports reality is a speedy recovery. It just puts Miami right back to square one. Lost like that. So, good luck to them. No, not really. Chicago has Milwaukee tonight. Should be a victory, but you never know with Chicago. You know. They're 35-21. Milwaukee is third in the Central, 31-24. So hopefully Derrick Rose and company finish another victory. They lost the other night to Detroit in a game that they cannot lose. Chicago cannot afford to lose. Going into the playoffs, how we play right now is how we struggle to the playoffs. We should go in with positive momentum. I don't know if they're going to make any moves so far. No. If they do, I believe the move should come on the wing. We're having some wing defensive problems. Scoring is not an issue. Rebounding is not an issue. It's not defense. And it's hard to really say that from a team. A Bulls team that's known for defense, that has to be having Coach Taylor's pulling his hair out. Houston has Minnesota tonight. They Houston in that one, of course. New Orleans Pelicans are playing the Toronto Raptors. Anthony Davis is sidelined with that shoulder injury. He injured that, so Toronto has a chance. I'll take Toronto. Denver against Brooklyn. Ty Lawson's going to have to step up, play big. Denver is not 20-35. Brooklyn is 22-35. This is a wet game, and I'm going to take Denver now. Boston is Phoenix. Phoenix just let go of all of their players. They're now 29-27, still trying to get to the playoffs. I'm taking Phoenix in this game. Utah against San Antonio Spurs. I'm going to take the Spurs in that. Utah was pitiful, 20-34. Spurs are 34-21, fourth in the Southwest Conference. Southwest division, so they still have a chance. Memphis and the Clippers also face off in the last game tonight. Clippers need to play big play from Chris Paul. They have been getting big play from DeAndre Jordan. Man, he's got the bounds. He's dunking over people. He's doing all kinds of things in the absence of Blake Griffin. Don't know how long he's going to be out, but hopefully he's not done this long yet. Jamal Crawford stepping up. I think we've seen some Matt Barnes. Matt Barnes is doing enough just getting thrown out the game and grabbing a few rebounds and hurting people. He's actually putting up some points and scoring. So is J.J. Redick. He's doing pretty well. So those are your NBA games for tonight. Baylor won again last week at this time. Last year at this time, the Heat and Rockets rolled through a slow deadline. The Sixers dealt Spencer Hall and Evan Turner at the deadline. Jason Collins becomes the first openly gay player in the four major U.S. sports. Thomas Robinson denied Corey Brewer and James Johnson went off the glass. Plus, I'm in studs, so I shall search for the plus. I'm afraid Miles Robinson plus. Plus each were plus 54 last week. So within the quarter of plus 54, plus minus does. Garrett Temple was a minus 49 in two games last week. You suck, buddy. Hero of the week, Oklahoma City 3-0. Mike Kevin hit last foot issues, 7 days off, and rotation shake up. At the deadline, the company continued to roll, beating the Mavs, Hornets, and Nuggets by an average of 16 points. 0 team of the week. Washington was 1-2. Wizards got hammered by the Cavs and blown out in the second half in Detroit. High sums of the week. Detroit, 4. Utah, plus 3. 5 teams are 2. 3 falls of the week. Charlotte, as I mentioned earlier, right now has potential. -4. Boston, -3. 3 teams also coming in at -3. East versus West. The West is 188. The West is 188, 137, 57% winning percentage against the East in interconference games. And it was 6-5 last week. The West is pretty strong. Always have the toughest schedules through Sunday. LA Lakers, Utah Jazz, Sacramento. They will be facing some pretty tough competition, starting with Utah tonight, facing Utah. You know, your memory goes. Utah is playing the Spurs. Yes, that is kind of tough. Easiest schedule from Sunday will be Golden State and Washington. Washington needs an easy schedule right about now. And the Milwaukee Bucks. So, power rankings. Number 1, Golden State Warriors. Number 2, Atlanta Hawks. Number 3, the Memphis Grizzlies. Number 4, Cleveland Cavaliers. Number 5, we got the Dallas Mavericks. 6, we have the Clippers. Number 7 is Houston. They were number 5 last week. Raptors are number 8. They were number 7 last week. The Thunder is number 9. Last week they were number 11. They have shut up. Spurs are number 10. Portland is number 11. The Chicago Bulls, number 12. Bulls just began a 7-game homestand, and the bigs, particularly Taj Gibson and Joakim Noah, are healthier than they've been all season. But we need that. We really need that. The Bucks are number 13. Detroit is number 14. The Suns are number 15. New Orleans is number 16. The Wizards team is 19. Celtics number 20, Brooklyn is 21, Miami Heat is 22, Charlotte Hornets 23, Sacramento Kings, so with George Karl just coming in, number 24. I believe they just might go up with the addition of George Karl. Timberwolves 25. Orlando Magic, number 26. Philadelphia 76 was 27. Denver Nuggets 28. Los Angeles Lakers 29, and the Knicks rounding out the bottom at number 30. The Knicks are now 0-15 without Carmelo Anthony. 27 painful games to go. 27 painful games to go. That sucks. Well, that's your quick rundown. NBA recap on Monday. We will be recapping again Wednesday at 5:30. And Saturday, check us out for the one-hour power hour. Last week, we had a two-hour show with the combine included and all the draft talk and the Major League Baseball starting back up. Go to my Cubs. Shout out to you guys. So make sure you tune in. If you missed the show live, you can always go back to Blog Talk Radio on the Full Sports Reality Radio. Check out the archive show. Check out all the archive shows. Check everything out. I mean, we've been at this for a year. Trying to go hard, we're trying to make it different, trying to change up the music, trying to change up a few other things. So I hope you keep listening to us. I appreciate everybody that listens. Times, you know, 347-838-8449. We'd love to hear from you. Love to get your reality on things, get your opinion. And we're out of here. So you guys enjoy your night. I'm going to end this with another new music. Shout out to my boy Joe. Hooking me up with the music. You rock. We're out of here. Sports Reality Radio. I'm your host, Curtis Drew Carey on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, 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 oh